C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mi pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ulo, io te va, io te viene sempre a calare dal manedene. Se ci picchi avanti, se è a calare, figlio mio.
Oh mamma la 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 la. Oh mamma la 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 la. Hey, how is everybody on Trends This Week? Only on Progressive Radio Network. Where you don't only get real news, you get news you could use. Because all the other news is the same news all the time. So, what's going on? Well, hey, the stock market keeps going up, and the reason being, of course, I don't know, because it's rigged, that's why. It's only being boosted by cheap money, and the store. And that's why we saw last week, everybody was waiting in the business world. What was going to happen in Jackson Hole? Yeah. What kind of hole? A black hole, dark hole. Another word, but I can't use it. Because that's who was there at that hole. A bunch of, you know, what kind of holes? So all them central bankers were there and all the markets were waiting for something to happen to give us a hint on what the central bankers were going to do to unwind their massive debt. And would they keep interest rates low? Well, you know how that goes. No, they wouldn't. Because all they did was just more BS. They didn't say anything about anything. Janet Yellen, the chairwoman of the Fed, she just went after Trump saying that, you know, that the regulations that were put in place following the financial crisis should not be touched. What regulations? There's nothing there. All it is penalties against the small banks with all this paperwork that they have to do. And the bigs got bigger under Obama. Too big to fail. And according to his attorney general, Eric Holder, yeah, hold this, Eric. You low-life piece of garbage working for the White Shoe Boy law firm that you left, that you went back to. Yeah, it was the guy under Clinton that pardoned him. People forgot that after the election. Yeah, he helped Clinton whitewash his dirty deeds. That's what I'm talking about, the 2000 election. People forget that Clinton was in deep trouble back then, but Eric Holder helped get him out. Yep. Anyway, bigs got bigger, so Janet Yellen is yelling about these regulations. What regulations? Put back the Glass-Steagall Act that slimer Bill Clinton got rid of. The Trump administration, two G's, generals and Goldman Sachs, nothing has changed. Look at the Goldman Sachs people that have been running the government. One after another. Hey, remember that senator and governor in New Jersey, John Corzine? Or John Corslime. That lousy SOB cost me a lot of money when he was the head of MF Global. You know what MF stands for. Yeah. Went into segregated accounts and stole our money. Goldman Sachs. Robert Rubin, another little piece of garbage of a nothing of a boy. Head of the Goldman Sachs gang, yep, he started the deregulation of the Glass-Steagall Act under Clinton. All you liberals miss your... There's no such word as liberals and progressives anymore. There's no party representing them. Gone. Calling a person today the liberal media, that's like calling a whore a virgin. Liberal media. Liberal progressive. There's no liberal progressive anything in the established parties and the establishment. So anyway, going back to the markets and what's going on is that basically then you heard from that other Goldman Sachs guy, Mario Draghi, the head of the ECB over there, the European Central Bank, formerly the head of the Goldman Sachs European division before he became the bankster in charge. He didn't say anything either. We got to watch out for those protectionist movements that are going, he says. That was the big news out of Jackson Hole. So that's why the market's reacting the way they are. They're going to keep the cheap money flowing. End of story. Period, paragraph. The bet now that the Fed's going to raise rates by the end of the year are down to about 40%. They were 60% before Jackson Hole. And what do the cheap rates mean? It means that the Ponzi scheme keeps going. Negative interest rates. I got a deal for you. Put the money in the bank. They don't pay you anything. And then they loan it back to you at any rate they can get. And the guy, by the way, that did away with the usury rates, they used to call this loan sharking in the old days when I was a kid, was that other little lying piece of garbage that should also rot in hell, Jimmy Carter. Rot in hell, yeah, for funding the Mujahideen, better known later as the Taliban, to get Russia out because they didn't like the Russian government, Russian-backed government of Kabul. Yeah, Jimmy Carter, oh, the Shah of Iran, yeah, he loved him too.
The island of stability, he says.
How could any thinking individual, how could anybody with a brain bigger than a pea believe in the politicians and bureaucrats that they vote for and let run and ruin their lives? You like Pelosi? Maybe you like Feinstein. I know Lindsey Graham's your kind of guy. Or is he? Maybe he's your kind of transgender. John Insane McCain, war hero, not a hero, a murderer. Who was dropping bombs on innocent people in Vietnam. Who else do you like? I know. Little Pauly Ryan. Yep, formerly Eddie Munster. One freak after another.
Don't forget to vote. You know, folks, if you don't vote, then you get what you deserve. Yeah, well, yeah.
And the people buy that garbage. If you vote, you're voting for murder and thievery, psychopaths and sociopaths, cowards, liars, freaks, fools, egomaniacs, narcissists. Pick 'em. Oh, I forgot the Clintons. I had Bill before. Forgot Hitlery. Hey, how about Condoleezza Rice? That was nice. No, Susan Rice was even better. Two war hawks. One brought you the Libyan war. The other, hey, remember those mushroom clouds that you see? Hey, wait a minute, Salenti. You're being racist. They're black. Yeah, oh, I forgot. Oh, and so is Eric Holder. We're not a racist nation. If we were a racist nation, we wouldn't have a black president. Capisce? Hey, how about an Italian president?
Well, you mean I'd be connected to the mafia?
Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, Eric Holder, Obama, all black folks in a racist nation. Yeah. I say folks because that's what Obama used to say. So, hey, take it easy. Not calling. It was okay for him to call us folks, but I can't call them folks. Folks. And that's all Obama did. Folked us all the time. Never stopped folking us. Yeah. Folked his way into office, didn't he? Yeah. Folks. Going to redo NAFTA. And then shove Trans-Pacific Partnership right down your throat. And you're not going to be able to read it. Yeah, and a Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. Slenty, you're being racist. Oh, I forgot. Oh, the troop surge. You remember that in Afghanistan, folks, don't you? Hey, how about that? Gaddafi has to go, folks. Yep. Peace-loving man. Piece of garbage. Another arrogant guy. So, going back to the markets, going back to Jackson Hole, they told us nothing. Nothing. And they get away with it because, hey, the prostitutes report the news. And they let them get away with it. Prostitutes, one after another. One after another. And in a country near you, there's a freak near you. Running your life and ruining it. How about that little boy, the Rothschild clown, over there in France, Macron, Cazzone, hey. Yeah. What was he paying? $30,000 last month. Bringing a makeup artist with him. Yeah, BS artist brings a makeup artist. It's perfect. His rating's down to about 33 now, and that jerk just got elected. Name the country, find the freak. Been to Kenya lately? No. Take a trip to Rwanda. Hey, how about France? I forgot about England. Oh, where's Germany? Whoop. Hey, Italy. Spain. Rajoy, there's a boy. Name your country, find your freak. One after another. Telling you how to run your life and ruin it. And don't forget to support them. Don't forget. Wall Street banks warn downturn is coming. HSBC Holdings, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley see mounting evidence that global markets are in the last stage of their rallies before a downturn in the business cycle. Uh-huh. All things are connected. As Chief Seattle is alleged to have said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. So, you saw what's happening to gold, right? 13, 14. But, again, I still see a downside risk, not saying it's going to go down, and I don't give financial advice, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. What I do is give forecasts. Gold is going up because of the uncertainty worldwide. It has to break over $1,400 an ounce for it to have any real strength. So it's still in that trading range of 12 to 13. Yeah, it hasn't been this high since September 2016, recently. But still a lot of downside risk. And oil, very interesting. Even with the catastrophe in Houston and on the Gulf Coast, with so many refineries and ports. Oil. It didn't spike. It tells you a story. It's called supply and demand. Gold price is now Brent crude, just a little above $50. And West Texas, where all these problems are, it's down to $46 a barrel. The gasoline prices are going to go up, but oil prices are remaining low. The point being, it's supply and demand. So when you got the liars, cowards, freaks, and fools at Jackson Hole, the central banksters talking about nothing, is because that's where the global economy is going. It's going nowhere fast. What you see is what it is. The Trump economy is the same as the Obama economy. What was that new study that came out last week? 78% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. The 1% has 200 times more in retirement than the average person. And that's the way it should be in a fascist society, the merger of state and corporate powers. And that's what's happened. And that's why you got banksters like Draghi warning about protectionism, populist movements. How dare we have a populist movement? Why, we should just bend over and be ruled by the elite, like we're doing every day. Hey, all you protesting women that came out after Trump got elected with your pink pussy hats on, Lockjaw with his increasing the troops and continuing the Afghan war. A nation of cowards. Welcome to USSA. Where are you? Here we are. Twelve days away from 9/11. Yep. 16 years ago, a freak by the name of George Bush, whose popularity rating was well in decline, got us into that war called the Afghan War, and it has never, ever, ever, ever stopped. You know what I suggest you consider doing, because you know the motto of the Trends Journal, and anybody that wishes to subscribe to the Trends Journal to read history before it happens, you can go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. It's only $99 a year. Trends in the news broadcast each weekday night, trends monthly, trend alerts. And if you're having a difficult time, there's a discount request page. $99 a year is not a lot of dough. Was it 20-something cents a day? So. And, of course, if you don't support Progressive Radio Network, if you don't put your money where your mind is with Trends Journal, you know, we can't do more. You know, we can do what we're doing. The more you give, the more we can do. And we do our best to give the best. And to give the most. So going back in time, 2000, September 2001, September 11th, I would suggest you consider, again, think for yourself, the motto of the Trends Journal. Listening to and watching George W. Bush's speech to the nation on 9/11. That cat, man, don't make him stiffer. Not an ounce of passion running through his veins. To me, and you know again, make up your mind, totally scripted, one big lie. You watch him. And then go back and look at the facts. Two weeks after 9/11, you know what they were calling Osama bin Laden? This is Bush's quote. Quote, a prime suspect. A suspect? You mean you don't have any proof that he did it? No, but he's a suspect. Same George W. Bush who lied us into the Iraq War with them weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And that guy? Yep. Yep. And then what people also forget, that right after Bush called bin Laden a prime suspect, bin Laden issued a statement denying any connection with the attacks. And the Taliban, when Bush said to turn them over to the United States, we'll turn them over to another country. We're not going to turn them over to you because, you know, that wasn't good enough for the United States. So they rejected it. Because the ambassador, Taliban ambassador, Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan, he reiterated the offer again, and the Americans refused it. And you look at the people that were behind this. Wouldn't you like to hang out with Dick Cheney? Well, I have to be proper. Penis Cheney. If I call him a dick, then that's, you know, they make sense of that. So I want to call him penis. I want to be proper. Look at that freak. You know that guy Clapper, other guy, you know, that just got out of the Obama administration. Boy, they look like cousins, the two of them. Whew. Wouldn't you like to have dinner with these people? And sitting across Colin Powell, you know, crap goes through the colon. Another lying freak who sold us the Iraq War with his little tiny test tubes filled with colon crap as proof that Osama bin Laden, Hussein, Greenberg, Iceberg, what's the difference? They'll make up a lie for any name, any reason, anywhere. Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. So this is the people. And Wolfowitz. Whew, Madonna me. You want to see a crash of freaks? Just look at their faces. It brought you the Afghan War. And you know what the Afghan War was. It was to get Osama bin Laden. That was it. Taliban didn't do anything to us. They're harboring terrorists. All right, so let's see. If there's a guy that does something to another country and he's hiding in the United States, then that country has every right to come into the United States, destroy it, and occupy it. Yeah. For at least 16 years, and then say we're going to keep staying. Oh, and all you little liberals out there, well, of course, you're not listening to Progressive Radio Network, but any of your little cowardly friends that love to deny the facts, remember Obama back in 2013 said, folks, we're going to be out of Afghanistan by the time I leave office. Yep. And what people also forget was talking about Colin and crap goes down the colon and out of his mouth, Powell, he was going to provide us with proof that Osama bin Laden was behind it. Never did. Never did. No proof. And then you got the narcissist Trump in there. Won't tell us what the plan is because we're not going to tell the enemies over in Afghanistan as they continue the war. And saying no more nation building. Well, this had nothing to do with nation building, although that's what Bush called it later on, how proud they were that they had a democracy now and that people voted for. That's not why we went in there. Supposedly one reason was to get Osama bin Laden. But all that's been whitewashed with time. I wonder what kind of crap they teach you in high school and college about this war. I wonder if they give you the facts or sell the propaganda. That's college, they probably do. 19 hijackers. And you know where they were from? 15 of them? Yeah, Saudi Arabia. How come we didn't attack that joint? Well, because he wasn't hiding there. And we love those Saudis, our good friends, the beheaders in chief. Yep. Here's what Bush said several days after 9/11, talking about Osama bin Laden. Quote, if he thinks he can hide from the United States and our allies, he will be sorely mistaken. Hey, murderer, slimer, artist that paints pictures with crayons. Yeah, you, Bush. I guess he wasn't sorely mistaken. When did Obama bragged about bringing Osama bin Laden to justice? That's what they call killing somebody without a trial in the United States. Obama, bin Laden, Osama. Yep. Remember that picture of Obama in the Situation Room? Obama, bin Laden is dead. He had a Situation Room that they made up the whole thing. So let's see now. Bush, clown, jerk, liar, freak, murderer. Bush. Not real good at math. But if you said in 2001 that Osama would be, quote, sorely mistaken if he could hide from the United States and its allies. It took 10 years before, quote, Obama brought him to justice. That's what they call murdering somebody. No proof was ever given. Justice in the United States means murdering who you don't like. And it should be justice because the same arrogant Obama's the guy that did away with our habeas corpus rights. The Patriot Act. Yeah, you remember that one, folks? Signed it on New Year's Eve, 2011. Robbing us of habeas corpus rights, giving the commander-in-chief the right to murder any American anywhere, anytime, with no judge, jury, or trial. That's justice. And then, of course, the other part of it, we never saw this bin Laden. Oh, he was in the compound. I love it. Every time they bomb somebody's house, they call it a compound. Compound. To compound the lying propaganda. And what happened to him?
Well, we followed Islamic law and put him on a ship and dumped him into the ocean, folks.
Think they ever got him? Other people say he was dead a long time. Just like democracy in the United States, dead a long time. So here we are, going into the Afghan war. No protests. No major protests. And again, if you want to do anything to support Occupy Peace, go to OccupyPeace.us. OccupyPeace.us. So, going back to 9/11, you know, Bush's popularity was tanking, and we were in a moving into a recession. We were into a recession. People forget it. It was right after the dot-com crash. Yep. The unemployment rate was going up, like rose 4%, 0.4%. Consumer confidence was dropping sharply. A poll done just before 9/11 found that only 43% of Americans view the economy positively, down 28 points, nearly 30 points since Bush got elected. Industrial production declined for the 11th month in a row in August. 5% below its level a year earlier. Japan was in a recession. The United States is moving into one as well. Then along comes 9/11, and everything changed, along with Bush's popularity, from sinking under 50, 82% of the people bought his lie. And even back then, they were blaming Iran. In New York Newsweek, Afghanistan raises even more complicated questions. The administration is seeking to target other state sponsors, including Pakistan, Yemen, Sudan, and more tangentially, Iraq and Iran. Setting us up, right, for the Iraq War. Yep. It's not just Iran. Previous efforts to trace bin Laden's funds have also led to countries that are nominally American allies, especially in the case of a tangle of bank accounts in Saudi Arabia. That's from Newsweek. To see what they were doing. By the way, in 2005, 2 years after the Iraq War began, the majority of Americans still believed that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. Yep, not making that up, folks. No protests. So, I'm talking about Iran, because at Sochi last week, Netanyahu's meeting with Putin. Excuse me. Netanyahu's demanding that Israel, excuse me, Syria, throw out Iran out of Syria. Demanding it. Imagine. What right do they have? God's chosen people. I forgot. So now Netanyahu just came out again and said that Iran is building missile systems in Syria that threaten Israel. Now let's put it all together. Trump is clearly signaling they're going to break the agreement with Iran on lifting the sanctions. You see where this is heading. Again, we believe it's not going to be North Korea. It's going to be Iran. That's going to be the next hotspot for the United States to engage in war. And this will be the war that when they asked Einstein what weapons will be used in the fight, the Third World War, he said, I don't know, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. And that's where we're going. Because look at the list of liars, cowards, freaks, fools, sociopaths, psychopaths, narcissists, arrogant, phony politicians, and bureaucrats that have been running and ruining a nation near you. You can name the names, named a bunch of them already. And this is the people, these are the people that the majority of the people put the future of their lives and destiny in. Not me. Have nothing to do with them. Nothing to do with them. I don't vote for this stuff. Elections are a fraud. Look at the debates. What debates? It's a presidential reality show. Brought to you by Fox, ABC, NBC, NPR, and the FU radio station and TV stations of the corporate media. WFU. Yep. Little prostitutes asking the questions. You got 2 minutes to answer and 50 seconds for a rebuttal. And then I'm going to hit the buzzer. Okay, we're going to talk about critical geopolitical and socioeconomic issues. And only give you 2 minutes to discuss them? That's disgusting. That's not disgusting. It's prostitute disgusting. And everybody buys it. And like little trained seals, the audience claps on cue. Anybody have any questions about the economy, global outlook? Call 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. So, going back to the markets, there's going to be a correction. Everybody knows it. And probably between now and the end of November, and that's why you're seeing gold and cryptocurrencies creeping up. And the cryptocurrencies are going to have a massive correction as well. Nothing goes straight up. But they're not going away. We've been writing a lot about it in our Trends Journal, Trends Monthlies. More cryptocurrencies coming as more countries go cashless. You know, you go to places like Shanghai, Beijing, nobody uses cash. Nobody uses credit cards. They're swiping their phones, man. Beep, bop, zip. So there's no in God we trust anymore in talking about hard currencies in a lot of countries. Sweden, particularly among the Western ones and others. So when people don't have a connection to the fiat currency, any currency goes. And Bitcoin's going up. And up and up and up and up and up, and so are the other ones. So as there's more political unrest, whether it's in Venezuela, South Africa, wherever it might be, South Korea, as things heat up between North Korea and South Korea, the United States and its allies, you're seeing currencies, cryptocurrencies being pushed up by the South Koreans and Japanese. And by the way, all the news about North Korea firing that rocket over Japan. Yeah, but the United States could fire rockets, hold these massive, I love it, war games. There's war is not a game any way you play it, off the shores of North Korea. You want to talk about threatening? Well, that's okay. We can do it. We can do anything we want because we're the exceptionals, the exceptional murderers, the exceptional liars, the exceptional warmongers. Anyway, as we look at the global economy, we look at what's going on, we're going to see a global correction in the markets. The banks do not know how to wind down the six central banks, Justin. Just, you know, Japan, United States, European Central Bank, Bank of Sweden, Switzerland. They're holding, what, $15 trillion worth of junk that they bought. Bonds. How are they going to get rid of them? They have to raise interest rates so people will buy them. If they raise interest rates, that stops the Ponzi scheme. That's why people don't see interest rates going up, because, again, the global economy is not that strong. Warren Buffett, this doesn't feel like a 3% GDP economy. That's his latest comment. It's not. That's why it doesn't feel like it. Household ownership in the United States is at 1960s levels. That's how bad it is. Young people can't afford to buy homes. Home prices keep going up. There is no recovery. It's a cover-up. And it's being covered up with cheap money. And again, going back to how I started Trends this week, you could look right down the black hole, the Jackson Hole last week. Nothing at the bottom. You read the reports of the media from the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, leading up to Jackson Hole. Great expectations. They don't know what to do. Over $9 trillion in bond trade, as we speak, have negative yields. So, here's the deal. I like you guys and girls out there.
I should say men and women.
So here's what I'm going to do. You're going to loan me some money. I'll call it a bond. I'm bonded to pay you. Loan it to me for 10 years. And then when I pay you back, I'm going to pay you back less than what you loaned me. Because I like you all so much. You would say, Gary Noel, get the Salenti off the air. He's a fraud. He's trying to get me to loan him money that he promises to pay me back less than I loaned him. And now Gary Noel is a straight cat. He'd say, well, Salenti's only doing what the banks are doing. And if it's good enough for the banks, it's good enough for Salenti. And if you're stupid enough and slimy enough and moronic enough to buy a negative yield bond, then you deserve what you get. So who's buying these bonds? The governments, the central banks. It's a cover-up, and they don't know how to get out of it. $9 trillion of bonds with negative yields. Yep. That's what's going on. Yep. I'm talking about here, this is August 4th. The Financial Times. Currencies face uncertain August amid central bank normalization. Central bank normalization. So the opposite of that is everything that they're doing now is abnormal. And you know why it's abnormal? Because you got abnormal people running it. Hey, look at the faces. Want to call a freak a freak? How about that Alan Greenspan? Remember him? Hey, what about B.S. Bernanke? Janet Yellen? Draghi? Kuroda? One after another, freak show. August tends to be a lax month for currency investors, but occasionally can be fraught. 2 years ago, traders were rushing back from the beach to cope with the market fright of a Chinese economy before spending the rest of the year trying to minimize losses. Traders are rushing back from the beach to cope with the market. Very important line. People are in a vacation state of mind right now. They're not tuned into the details. That's why we see the correction coming in September and October. People start tuning back into the details and you see how bad they are. Goes on to say, August 2016 was the opposite. A sterile month influenced by Federal Reserve caution on the economic recovery. Reviewing the trading ideas of strategists and investors suggests that this year may reside somewhere in between. Foreign exchange markets are currently dominated by the weakness of the dollar that has dropped a tenth against a basket of trading partner currencies, but also subplots related to the questions of policy normalization. After years of pumping stimulus into economies threatened by deflation, the world's central bankers have started to discuss when and how they might start to remove programs of bond buying. Okay, let me back up. Pumping stimulus into economies threatened by deflation. No. Pumping cheap money backed by nothing and printed on nothing into the economy so the gangsters could keep the Ponzi scheme going called the equity markets. That we, the little people, aren't part and parcel of. That's what they did. And central bankers have started to discuss when and how they might start to remove programs of bond buying or even follow the Fed's lead in raising interest rates. The Fed's lead in raising interest rates? They raised them three times in 10 years. The grand total is 75 basis points in 10 years, even by the phony consumer product numbers, CPI, on inflation. It's up 16.5%. So when you count inflation into it, they haven't raised interest rates at all. They're still way negative. But those are only facts. So many expect the big market move event. You ready for this? Remember, this is August 4th. They just met in Jackson Hole in the ground, or Black Hole, last week. And they announced on Friday what they were going to do. So remember, this is August 4th, Financial Times. So many expect the big market moving event to be the annual Jackson Hole Symposium in Washington, a venue used in the past to signal policy shifts. This year, the star turn is Mario Draghi, president of the ECB, with some expecting the institution to announce a tapering of bond purchases as soon as September. And the other one they mention is Janet Yellen. Yellen didn't scream anything. And neither did Draghi, because they don't know what to do. And they're in a trap. There's never been a thing called negative interest rates in the history of the world, part one or part two. There's never been a thing like quantitative easing, bond buying, not only government bonds, but corporate bonds. They don't know what to do. Now, that's why so many people, now it's gone mainstream or into survival. They fear the future. What's going to happen? And that's why you're seeing rise in gold prices and cryptocurrencies. Because while other people are on a vacation state of mind, there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out what to do and how to do it best. Because there's going to be a crisis. And we believe it's going to be much worse than the panic of 08 and the Great Depression. And here is why. It's global. From Argentina to China. From Saudi Arabia to the United States. It's going to be global. The markets in Australia, the housing markets to Canada, highly inflated. China, debt to GDP ratio of hitting 300. 300. Japan's around 250. And Japan, of course, the leader, along with the ECB, in negative interest rates. Matter of fact, the banks over there are charging big companies to put their money in the banks. Charging, not paying them interest rate, charging them to do it. The whole situation is out of control. We got Habu from Wisconsin. Thought we did anyway. Anyway, thank you again. Habu, it was good to talk to you last week. Maybe I'm looking at last week's, not today. The crisis is building both geopolitically and economically. We We don't give financial advice to tell people what to do. Excuse me. But I would suggest you consider preparing for the worst. Because if the worst doesn't happen, and you're prepared for it, what did you lose? You lost nothing. But if you don't prepare for the worst, and the worst happens, then, sayonara, you lose everything. Gerald Celente's GC's 3 G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. And that's what happened on 9/11. Poof. Again, conspiracy theory or not, watching these buildings go down, know where the Indian Point power plant is, and I said, if they hit that thing, man, people are going to react in a way we've never seen humans react before. I'm getting out of here. Ready to head to Canada. Had my maps, taking back roads because I know they're going to shut down the major ones. Got my gun, got my gold, got my girl, and I got my getaway plan. From Canada, I figured I could go anywhere. Stuck in the United States, poof, going nowhere. So, Labor Day weekend coming up. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. And again, do what you can to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Do your part to bring morality and integrity back in anything that you can do to set the example. The future's in our hands. Don't lose it. This is Gerald Celente. Progressive Radio Network and Trends This Week. Thank you.
C'è luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non abisci a ulo, io te viene sempre a baccalare dal manedene. Ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia mia.